This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Another hadith which is very similar to this, related by Imam Tirmidhi rahmatullahi alayhi in his Sunan. In fact, Imam Muslim rahmatullahi alayhi relates a hadith in his Sahih, in which Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, like I said, there should be no waiting, there should be no deliberation when it comes to the Akhirah. Imam Abu Dawud relates that hadith in his Sunan, At-tu'adatu fi kulli shayin illa fi amal al-akhirah, that there should be deliberation in everything except in the deeds of the Akhirah. When it comes to the deeds of the Akhirah, what should we do? Allah says, وَسَارِعُوا إِلَىٰ مَغْفِرَةٍ مِّن رَبِّكُمْ, and haste and rush towards the forgiveness of your Lord. وَفِي ذَٰلِكَ فَلْيَتَنَافَسِ الْمُتَنَافِسُونَ, and in this should people vie with each other. وَاسْتَبِقُوا الْخَيْرَاتِ, rush towards and hasten towards good deeds. فَاسْتَبِقُوا الْخَيْرَاتِ, so Allah tells us rush, hasten, race, vie with one another, race against each other in good deeds, compete with one another in good deeds, deliberation, forbearance, slowness, in everything except in the deeds and the affairs of the Akhirah. And that's why the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam says in this hadith related by Imam Muslim in his Sahih, Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam says, badiru bil a'mal fitnan ka qit'i al-layl al-mudhlim, rush towards and race with your deeds, race against and beat trials and tribulations that will come upon you like the dark hours of the night, or like the hours of the dark night. And in another hadith later by Imam Tirmidhi in his Sunan and by others, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, بَادِرُوا بِالْأَعْمَالِ السَّبْعَ هَلْ تُنْظَرُونَ إِلَّا إِلَىٰ فَقْرٍ مُنْسٍ أَوْ غِنًا مُطْغِنٍ أَوْ مَرْضٍ مُفْسِدٍ أَوْ هَرَمٍ مُفَنِّدٍ أَوْ مَوْتٍ مُجْهِزٍ أَوْ الدَّجَّالِ فَشَرُّ غَائِبٍ يُنْتَظَرُ أَوْ السَّاعَةِ فَالسَّاعَةُ أَدْهَى وَأَمَرُ. Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam says, with good deeds, race against and beat seven things. Number one, are you only being taken towards, you are only being delayed. The meaning of haltun dharun is that exactly what I was saying before. We always think, no, I'll do it later. So the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam says, haltun dharun, you are only being delayed. If you're delaying things, then reality, where will this delay take you? So he says, with good deeds, race against and beat seven things. You are only being postponed to, and then he mentions the seven things. The first one, illa ila faqrin munsi. You are only being postponed to poverty which will make you forgetful, i.e. forgetful of Allah. If you think you're poor now, fear what may truly happen to you later. Number two, or to wealth, mudghin, which will make you transgress. This is another thing. We always think, let me become financially stable, financially independent, let me become a bit more richer, let me become financially secure, and then, inshallah, I'll lead a good life, I'll do good, I'll give in charity. The only problem is, wealth may come, but it brings with its problems. And some of the problems of wealth are arrogance, delusion, pride, hard-heartedness, corruption. That's why the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam says, you are only being delayed to poverty which will make you forgetful, or riches which will make you transgress. أو مرض مفسد, or you are only being delayed to sickness which will debilitate you. This is why he said in the other hadith, value your health now before the arrival of illness. And then the fourth one, أو هرم مفند, or old age. So we always think, I'll do it later. But if you are delaying things, you are only being delayed to these three things, or the fourth thing, أو هرم مفند, old age, which will make you senile. You may grow old, but will you become wise, or will you return to your childhood? in old age and senility. Or the fourth thing, or the fifth thing, or maut mujhiz, or a sudden death. Or the sixth thing, you are only being delayed. The sixth thing, for towards Dajjal. So that if a shar ghaibin yuntadhar, this is an evil thing to be waiting for. Or the seventh thing, or is sa'a, or the final hour, or sa'atu adha wa amar. So the final hour is even more bitter and even a greater calamity. So it's a similar hadith. Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam says, race against, with your good deeds, race against these seven things and beat them.